Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what's going on? What's happening? My name is Justin. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of information, and probably maybe some motivation. And now that I'm in a different room, I've really kind of forgotten my intro because it switched up on me, and I'm not really sure what's going on. But if you enjoy what you listen to, and I really hope you do, mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment on wherever you listen to the podcast. If you could tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, we can grow this bad boy together and pass along some information and some knowledge. And also, let's be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram and on Facebook and on TikTok. I am cringeworthy and I think I'm hilarious on TikTok at @SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, or if you want to hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Slide into my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. If you have any questions or any ideas for an episode, I'd love to hear about it. Love to chat, kick it with you during this crazy time. And kind of like when I butchered the intro, I'm in a different room right now, so it's throwing me off. My kids are actually in my office. They're playing Lego Marvel Super Heroes. I'm in this, and I just want to kind of come out with an episode, come out with something that I thought was pretty important, and I had a question about it, and that's why I talked, and I don't know. I thought it was something really good to share, and it's actually in a room in my house that we haven't used in years. It was actually just like a storage room, and I had it filled to the brim with just shit. Like, it was awful. Like, we had a bed that wasn't set up. We had all these old toys, these old books. We had all this, like, my fiance's, all her old high school stuff. Like, she had, like, in crates. So we had to, you know, consolidate them and move them around. And now it looks good. Now it's another playroom for the kids. Our trash guy is going to hate us tomorrow because I have boxes on boxes on boxes outside filled with just junk. And spoiler alert, he's going to have a similar take next week when I go do the basement, because it's not supposed to be great weather, so it's going to give me something to do. And, you know, when you work from home and there's just limited time of the calls and the emails you can make, you got to find something else to pass your time, and that's something that I do. I'm trying to clean up and trying to, you know, look, like I've said every episode, or the last five episodes, I'm trying to find the silver lining. So, you know, being able to use another room in my house, that's good. I'm, you know, cleaning out my basement and consolidating and throwing away a lot of stuff out, that's good. Having time with my kids is great. It's looking for that silver lining so you can stay positive and you can have that great mindset to drive you and just do well. Because at the end of the day, this quarantine is going to be over. We're going to get over this pandemic. And when we do, sports are going to play a really big role in helping people get back to normal. So let's roll with it. Let's keep it going. So be strong, stay positive, and at the end of the day, when we get out of this, we're going to hit the ground running. We're going to be like a Usain Bolt sprint, just out of the blocks and going. So I hope all is well with you. But this episode I want to talk about because I had a great conference call. This is probably 2 weeks ago, and I had a question about personal goals. And I know I talked about it a little bit on Shit Sandwich, and I'm not really sure if I talked about it again previously or anything like that. But I thought it was something really to talk about because, like I said, we're in this pandemic and selling right now. I'm not currently selling right now. So I want to talk about stuff that's relevant to me and relevant to what we're doing. So we all can grow together. I think that's why this podcast works a little bit, is because it's, you know, I'm not someone who, and I think these guys are great, but I'm not someone who's out of sales for like 10 years and sits on their ivory throne and then talks down and says, well, this is what I did and this is what works, because that's not how it works, I don't think. I think sales changes so often that if you're out of the sales game, you're kind of out of the sales game, and you got to stay fresh. You got to do some selling to stay in it. So I want to talk about personal goals and why I set my personal goals, how I do, and kind of how my mind works, and hopefully it's similar to you, and this is what you do, and everything. So it's pretty similar. You know, I think we're all pretty similar in this aspect, that we get a goal from our business that you need to hit X or you need to hit Y. This is what we expect you to bring in. This is, you know, it's a percentage higher than what you brought in last year, knowing that you're going to lose some accounts, or if you're just all brand new, you got to hit that number. And what I try to do is, that number is great to hit, and I always strive, and that number has to be hit. You have to hit that number, or you got to get pretty damn close and have some really bad beats so you have legs to stand on with your managers. Because, listen, I was fired. You know, I was fired before, and when I was working office supplies, my sales manager liked me. My GM didn't like me, but my sales manager liked me. My coworkers liked me. I had good office morale, but I wasn't hitting my goals. So therefore, it doesn't matter how much they like me. It's a business. You got to bring something to the table, or you have to see yourself out. So I didn't see myself out. They showed me the way out. They said, nah, man, you're done. Thanks so much. Peace. And that's what it was. And I was sent on my ass. And that really taught me that you're only as good to this business of what you're bringing in. And that's what sales is. And you're going to get compensated for it. You're going to, you know, have more liberties when you do are able to hit your goals. Maybe you can afford to take that hour and a half, 2 hour lunch, or leave a little early, or, you know, that's the sales game. Play a little golf. I mean, that's what sales is. But you don't get those luxuries if you don't hit your goal. So in my mind, I need something to drive me. I need something to always push. So what I do is, when I get my goal from my GM, I take a look at it and I say, that's too low. And then in my head, I raise it. And it all depends. And I look about, you know, what's coming back and what do I feel, and what's my grip on it. And then I usually kind of raise it by consider, you know, a good amount, maybe 15% more, you know, 15% on what I need, or 10%, or I double what his growth was, what he expects from me, and then I double it, because I need that goal to push me, to drive me, and know that it's, one, it's higher, so when I hit his goal, I still have something to push for. I still have something to strive for. I still have that motivation to beat myself. I want to beat early Justin of what he thought he could bring in. So I want to beat that and make myself look like an idiot and say, damn it, Jay, you should have put it higher. And when you push for that number, if you don't hit your personal goal, but you hit your GM's goal, you're fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you don't get in trouble for that, because you hit their goal, and then you most likely will be over on top. But for me to have that drive of, this is the number I need, and I push for that number, it almost kind of lessens what the GM gave me for his number, of saying, ah, that's actually kind of little. That's very, very doable. That's not my cream of the crop. You know, the saying is, you shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you're amongst the stars. I mean, that's the same thing right here, is give yourself a goal that is attainable. You have to be able to attain it. You can't say, oh, I'm going to bring in 300% more than what he gave me. No, that's unrealistic. You know, you're not going to do that, but it's going to give you something to drive. Also, what I found is that, you know, if I've had a great off season, I'm coming into early season, I'm able to hit my GM's goal. If I don't have something to push me, or a number for me to still reach, well, then it's not that I lose my motivation, because I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty good at keeping my motivation going, but I kind of lose that little drive of just like, I need something to push me. I need something to push me. You ever seen The Office where Jim hits his commission quota and he's like, well, you've taken all. And they're like, oh yeah, you've made that sale, but you can't get any more commission because you've hit your quota. And he's like, you know, that's taken all of my drive to sell, right? It's kind of the same. Not that I'm still getting paid off the ones I make, but I need that drive. I need that push. And I don't know if you are similar to that. And I want you to try it if you have it. Make your personal goal that, you know, easy numbers. If you're supposed to bring in 50 new season tickets, well, then make that 65 new season tickets, or make it 60 new season tickets. So when you do hit that goal, it's you make your GM look like a bitch because he didn't put it high enough for you. He or she, I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying he, but he or she, you know, didn't make it high enough for you. So that's what that's why I drive myself personal goals, because I need that internal fire to drive me. And I try to have a personal goal on everything, on every category of just, you know, my sponsorship, my groups, my season tickets, maybe my renewals. Then I almost sometimes break down even more of that. I want X amount of money for only new sales. And then, you know, and then I want X amount of money for upgrades of where I'm upselling my, you know, my renewals. I want to hit that number. I want to hit this number, but they all lead to that big number of me hitting it. And it's just, I need that drive. I need that drive. I don't know if I'm the same with you, if you're very different, if that number that you're given to you by your GM is great and you're just happy with it and it drives you and you're hitting your numbers, and don't change a thing because you're killing it. But it might give you that little more information and that little more drive to say, we got this. Let's do this. Get after it. Push it. You know what I mean? So that's about me. I'm kind of a crazy person when it comes to that. I'm not kind of a crazy person. I am a crazy person when it comes to that. Because I want to have that drive. I want to push. And that personal goal that I have really keeps me focused and keeps me going. So try that out. Put a personal goal on. That's what my mind does. And it needs me to push myself. So this is a very quick episode, but I thought it was kind of important, because when now that you might be sitting back and you're not sure when your season's going to start, or if you're starting to plan for 2021, it's have that personal goal that's higher than the goal that you were given to you from your team, so you can push a little bit more, you can drive a little bit more, you can get after it. So that's what I got. That's what I got for you for episode 90. It's crazy. It's episode 90. And last week, it was my 2-year anniversary of starting the podcast, April 16th. So I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for listening and reaching out and the support. This podcast has gone right now much, much further than I ever thought it would. And it's still growing, and I'm still driving, and I still have personal goals for this podcast of where I would like to see it next year. And that's it, man. So thank you so much for everything that you've done for me, and that's mostly just listening and telling a friend about it and spreading it out, or you've been telling it in your sales meetings, or, you know, you have been my voice for this, of driving the podcast, and I think it shows, and I thank you so much. And I know some episodes are better than others, but the ones that you push and talk about it means the absolute world to me. So I'd love to hear from you. Slide in my DMs at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me through Instagram, because it gives me the notification on my phone. If not, TikTok at Sports Sales Coffee, Facebook at Sports Sales Coffee, on Twitter it's at @SSC_podcast, on LinkedIn Sports Sales Coffee and Sports Sales and Coffee, and then, or send me an email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. I will get back to you. I appreciate the hell out of you. Remember to like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. It means the absolute world to me. I wish you the absolute best. Stay hungry, stay positive, get in that good mindset, find that release. Those are things I'm pushing, and you might be saying, Justin, you're only pushing those. Well, that might be true, but I think it's very important to keep talking about it and make sure you're in that right headspace. You're still grinding, you're still getting after it. And then make that personal goal. Make that personal goal and change it, even if it's something that you're doing in quarantine. You know what I mean? That you want to set X amount of meetings, or you want to send X amount of, you know, emails, or you want to get X amount of responses, or you want to get X amount of prospects. You know, set those goals so you can drive yourself internally, because your biggest, you know, I always say, this the pie is big enough for all of us to eat. It's way big enough that we can all do well. But your biggest competition, if you can have it be within yourself and what you did last year. You know those old school, like, Sega and Super Nintendo games? Look at me. I'm trying to end this podcast, and I get on another rant. You know those old school, like, the race games? I forget what it was. Maybe it was Sonic on Sega. That you would race against Sonic's ghost, or you'd race against the ghost of the best time. And if it was your best time, you wanted to beat yourself. You want to be better. Similar to that, make these goals so you can beat yourself and you can work up. And when you have the competition within yourself, and that's your biggest competition, it's going to drive you to do more. That's how it does with me. That's how my mind works. I'm a crazy person, but maybe you're a crazy person also. So do that, man. Do that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I appreciate the hell out of you, and we will see you. We'll see you. Well, I won't see you, but I'll slide into your ear holes once again real soon. Thank you so much. Go sell something if you got a chance. It's a tough time, but stay positive. Peace.